Okay, usually the procedure of arrival happens quite quickly. People get off the boat, gather their things, and the refugees start making their way, walking along the coast. They're not really knowing where they're going, what they're going to do, and what will come next, because there's nobody assisting them with anything, really. 40% of the Syrian refugees have just enough money to stay in cheap hotels that cost around 16 euros a night. But all the others that don't have the financial possibilities kind of camp on the street on cardboard boxes, on kind of tents they can buy, under trees, try to find a spot where they can sleep.
Do they have food?
The government or the local authorities or any other international organization is not giving out food. That means like the local government doesn't want to give out food, and the bigger organizations like UNHCR are not allowed to give out food, and they're not even allowed to set up a camp.
How have the people living on Kos reacted to the surge in migrant arrivals?
Half-half, I would say. I think they're not, they get not really informed about how it could be a good thing to be more solidarity. So because the mayor is kind of reacting against the refugees, he's not letting them stay in, he's not building them a camp, he's not giving them food, he's not giving them anything. The only thing he's done, he connected 4 toilets that are placed in the city, but he has now already disconnected those toilets again. So he's not doing anything. So all the kind of people from Kos that are on the side of the mayor, they're confused about their feelings towards it, because they think it's the right way to react, that you have to be careful and not give anything to anybody but Syrian refugees. So all the migrants kind of get left with nothing.
How many refugees are we talking about, Valerie?
On the 12th of September, there were around 2,000 refugees on the island.
I understand that you are trying to help some of these refugees get by. Can you tell us more about that?
We started everything in May, giving out kind of aid, giving out clothes and Pampers and baby food and pita bread and tomatoes, and we kind of increased our amount every week. And at the beginning, we were still in the middle of August, we were still giving out food at Captain Elias on the island. Then there were 6,000 refugees, and until now, nobody gives out warm food apart from us to the refugees. We try to figure out also a way what they need, because the island gets dumped with lots of clothes people don't need. So every night in the garbage bins in the city, there are at least 200 kilos of clothes ending up in the garbage.
But these people, do they need those clothes?
No. So we figured out what they really need is warm food, jackets and shoes. So you kind of have to focus each week on what they really need. So it's only possible really to work as an aid organization if you're actually there.
Do you get a sense that the refugees that you've met and you've been able to help, that they want to stay on Kos, or do they want to keep going on their journey?
Nobody wants to stay on Kos. That's there. Nobody. There are about 30% of the Pakistani migrants or refugees that get their police registration don't have enough money to leave the island. They need 54 euros to buy a ticket to Athens.
They're stuck there then. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and there are about 600 people stuck on the island with no food and shelter. And when I say that they don't need clothes, they're completely desperate to have, for example, jackets, shoes or food. And they have no money usually.
How do they survive?
From our food and from the food that Kos Solidarity gives them. Basically, that's it.
How many people have you helped so far?
I mean, we give food to 1,000 people every day. And then we do like special cases. We sometimes buy tickets for people where we see that they've had their papers for many days, and that they're really not able to get a boat ticket. And then it's a lot of talking and psychological help as well.
Where are you getting the money to provide this help, Valerie?
It's donated in Europe. We spread it through Facebook, and we're just setting up a PayPal link on our site as well. For me, it's like a mystery why nobody is politically more involved on a European basis in Kos, but it seems like the local bureaucracy doesn't allow it.
What do you mean by that?
It seems like the local political level has more power than the EU political level. The mayor doesn't allow the UNHCR to build a refugee camp. That's the problem of the island.
Have you been able to talk to the mayor?
Yes.
What did he say?
He asked me if I would like a mango juice and didn't bring it to me.
A mango juice?
Yeah. No, we couldn't really talk to him. We spoke to him briefly, but he kind of evades each question.
What do you think is going to happen in this situation? What is going to happen to these people who are stranded on this island?
It seems like now, as the registration procedures have speeded up and there's support from Athens, registration police that is supporting from Athens, it seems like more people are leaving the island currently than arriving. But still, it's not sure. We spoke to a coast guard on the 13th, and he said there's like some religious festivities in Turkey at the moment, so it's a bit on hold, the trafficking, but there will be more people coming again. So the problem is that now the cold sets in, that there actually, realistically, there needs to be a camp, because there will always be around 400 people on the island in the future.